Blog Talk Radio.
Today is March 4, 2011. In my meditation this morning, God gave me 1 Peter 2:23, and I will read it now. Who, when he was reviled not again. When he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judges righteously. This is a verse that's talking about Jesus. When Jesus was beaten, he was accused, he was lied upon, and this verse is referring to Jesus not going and doing to them what they were doing to him. When they yelled at him or said things to him, he didn't return back with the same type of yelling. He just continued to be in peace. And what I wrote after this verse is, when insulted, ridiculed, abused, threatened, whatever evil man does to you, do not retaliate. Do not go out of love and return the same favor, but continue in God's light and love, for he, God, is a righteous God. God, and he is the judge of righteousness. God is the judge of righteousness. God will continue to bless you no matter what others say and do against you. God will love you and bless you continuously. He will not stop loving you, and he will not stop blessing you. Continue walking and speaking for God. Bathe in his light and love. Walk in his power and be. Let no man or incident deter you from truth. Let nobody and nothing take your joy or your power. God blesses and anoints the righteous. God watches over you. He will not leave you. I've had many dreams of being interviewed by reporters who asked the meaning and accusational questions. And what I did was I smiled at them, and then I said, next. I didn't even entertain their question. I didn't give them what they wanted to hear. I just gave them a smile, and I said, next. I went on to the next reporter. So whenever I dream about being interviewed or people approaching me, accusing me or saying certain things, trying to maybe trap me up or whatever their motive is, I would just smile at them. I would not give them what they wanted because I knew it was of darkness. I knew it was evil intentions, and I didn't entertain it. I just kept my mind on God. I kept my heart filled with his love and his light. And I did not degrade or disgrace the Lord with whatever response that I could have made in the human flesh. Instead, I went inside and I bathed in God's peace and love while they were talking and saying whatever they were saying. And then when they finished, I just responded with a smile. And that was it. So when people, when they say things to you or you know they're trying to get you angry or get you to go out of character, while they're talking, just withdraw. Go within and just wallow in the love. Just go in and just be in company with your great I Am. And when they finish talking, because you'll see their lips will stop moving, or you no longer hear a sound coming from them. When they're finished, just smile, and that smile would be so natural, because while they were talking, you were in there communing with your great I am. You were in there feeling the love and the peace of God. You were in there just being loved and filled with light and love, and you were just enjoying that moment while this person was doing whatever they were doing. So it's like you just detach from whatever they're saying and whatever they're doing, and it will not affect you at all. And when you have that big smile on your face, when you be glowing and you be just feeling so good, it'll just, I mean, just imagine what it'll do to them. And you just smile and say, next. And so you didn't even hear a word they were saying. And what they said would have no effect on you at all. It would have absolutely no effect on you. And I mean, I just got off my little notes here, but that just came to me while I was reading my notes. And let me see, where am I? So when the reporters were asking, so this is the dream I was having. I mean, I have the dreams every now and then, and they're always the same. They're always a reporter or someone trying to say something against me or trying to accuse me of something in their little sly way of asking their questions. And there was this one particular dream where this reporter said, I want this, give me this assignment because I got questions I'm going to ask her. It's just going to rip her apart. It's just going to tear her down. And the real her really comes shining through when I ask these questions. Give me this assignment. And so they gave him the assignment. You know, he just knew that he was going to rip me apart with his questions. So he came there with his questions. He was so pumped up and proud, knowing that he was just going to tear me down in front of the world because it was going to be a live interview. And so when he asked me the first question, I did not even remember the question, nor do I remember my answer. I just remember the energy of the entire dream. And he asked me a question, and he had this grin on his face like, I got her now. I got her. You know, he had that kind of look on his face. And then I looked at him, I smiled, and I answered the question. And whatever I said, his smile went away, his eyes widened, his mouth dropped open, and he just stood there. He stood there. He could not move. He didn't, it was like he just froze. It's like that facial expression froze, and there was no movement. I mean, absolutely none. And then I just stood there looking at him for a while, and then I realized, you know, we're on live TV. They got the cameras rolling. And then I said, do you have any more questions? Is there anything else you would like to ask me? And then he just didn't move. He couldn't move. His facial expression didn't change. And the man was frozen. And so I looked at the cameraman. And I said, well, while you're contemplating, I'll just continue. And then I just kept on talking about whatever I had said in the beginning. And then I finished, and he still had not changed. And so I said, well, I'm just going to take for granted that this conversation is over, and I don't want to turn my back on a live audience, so I'm asking the cameraman to go ahead and fade out, and then I'll go on about my business. And so the cameraman faded out because I didn't want to walk away and we're live. And so the cameraman faded out, and while he was fading out, I walked away. And then when I walked away, there were a lot of reporters out there. It was like everybody was afraid to ask me whatever questions they had. And then in the dream, there was a reporter that said, go ahead and ask her, blah, blah, blah. I don't remember what that question is either. And then he said, no, she might cut me down. Or I'm scared. I ain't going to. He said, go ahead and ask her. It'll be okay. I think that's a good question to ask. Go ahead and ask her. So the reporter went over there and said, could I ask you a question? And I said, is it going to be live? Or he said, no, our set time is already over, and whatever I record, it'll be pre-recorded because we're not live right now. We're already done with the live show. And then I said, okay. And then the person asked a question and I answered it. And, you know, it was a good question. It was a good answer. And they thanked me. And then I talked to some of the people on the wayside. And that was the dream. And so it's like God has let me know through these dreams that people, they're going to be naysayers. They're going to be people trying to deface me. They're going to be people, you know, trying to say I'm fake or trying to accuse me of things or trying to find something to, some dirt, you know. They're going to be trying to find some kind of dirt. And he's just letting me know to expect that, to be aware of it, to be prepared for it. And I know that every dream that I've had around that, I responded well. I responded with a smile. I responded with thank you and next. And that, those are dreams. So that's why I've been dreaming. So I just have to bring that into reality. So when it actually happens, when it actually is manifested here in its physical form, then I'll respond the same way. I must remember to respond the same way, to just go within, feel the love and presence and peace of God while they're talking their foolishness, and then respond with a smile and with a thank you, God is love. And okay, so this is, okay, I'm going to skip on this part I wrote about the dream because I just told you about my dream. And so that's, it's exciting. You know, I mean, I write my thoughts down, and then when I start talking and sharing, I just go off my notes and just be adding even more. But instead of me reading this, because some of it is going to be what I already said, let me see if I can just skip through here, scan through here. Okay, let me put it under the question. I'll just start with here and saying that the different scenarios that God has given me, I may experience these different scenarios from my dream as I step into the world as His representation of love, light, and power. God is preparing me and reminding me to continue in love and light no matter what, no matter who. Jesus was insulted, humiliated, hated, lied on, degraded, beaten, spit upon, but he did not retaliate. He could have called upon the angels to kill them. He didn't. He had the power to destroy them. He didn't. God is a righteous God. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. I will repay. So leave judgment to God. Know that you are blessed and you are anointed. Be the love of God. Be the light of God. Walk in the power of God always. Turn a deaf ear to the naysayers, to the haters, to the evildoers. Keep your eyes on God and hear His voice. See His light. Feel His love. And after I wrote this, I asked God if He had a special message just for me. And He said, keep the faith, continue to be open, continue to be. Love is you. You are love. Just be. And then I thank God for loving me. So when people come against you, when they lie on you, when they falsely accuse you of things to other people, when they're asking you questions that are hurtful and questions that has a accusation in them, and they got this big old grin on their face like, yeah, I got you now. I'm going to trap her up. I'm going to make her slip. And when people have those evil intentions, and you know they have them because you see it on their face, you hear it in their voice, you pick it up in their questions, and you know that they're trying to trap you. They're trying to make you look bad, and you know that. Don't get upset. Don't get angry. Don't fuss at them or accuse them of trying to accuse you of something, or don't even go there. Don't go to their level. Just when you sense it, when you feel it, when you believe it, just take a deep breath. Go within you. Connect with your great I am. Connect with the love that you are. Connect with God's peace. Connect with God's light. And just have a conversation with the Lord. Have a conversation with your I am greatness. And then when they're finished talking, and then you just realize, oh, they're done. And then say, thank you, love and light. Or, well, thank you. Or just smile at them and say, are we done? You know, or whatever. But when you're in that place of peace and love and light, while they're in their place of darkness, that darkness they're in is not even going to attach you. It's not going to attach to you. It's not going to bother you at all, because you're in the light. And as long as you're in that light, as long as you're within yourself and enjoying that peace and that goodness and that greatness, you're not going to feel the effects of that person's dark intentions. That person's going to be in their dark all by themselves with their little demons. And you're going to be within yourself in your light with all the angels, with your creator. And that is how you can not let that dark affect you. Just go within yourself, because within you there is no darkness. The darkness is on the outside. And just pull yourself away from that. Go within and commune. Commune with your greatness. Commune with the Lord. Sing praises to God. Just feel His peace and His love and His comfort. And just enjoy. Just be on vacation. You can call it your little mini-minute vacation, or however long that person's out there talking. That's your little vacation that you're having within yourself. Try it. Try it. And your reaction to whoever that person is, your reaction to whatever accusations or whatever that person is doing, is going to be just a loving, peaceful reaction. Because you're not even going to really know what that person even said. Because you're going to be too busy enjoying your time of peace and grace and love. You know, you might not even really hear what the person's saying. You probably just hear noise, you know, just noise. Or you might just not even hear that. You might just see the his mouth moving as if your eyes are still open. Because normally when I'm just going into the peace and love of God, my eyes are closed. Because I just love closing my eyes, because I really, really feel it so much stronger when my eyes are closed. You know, so you might even end up closing your eyes and be having this big old broad smile on your face and just in your la-la land, enjoying the presence of truth and peace and love while this person is doing whatever the person's doing. So the next time you're in that situation, just try that and see what happens. That person may get angry. That person may feel silly and stupid. Who knows? But you know what? Who cares? Who cares how that person responds to your peace? Who cares what that person think or what that person go through? Who cares? That's that person's business. That's that person's growth or lessons or whatever. That belongs to that person. Don't let that bother you. Don't let that be your problem or your situation, because it's not. The only thing you're to even deal with is your own peace and your own happiness and your own love for yourself. Treat yourself with love and respect. And you can do that by always going within and communing with yourself. Especially when there's darkness coming at you, when there's evil darts being thrown at you, respect and love yourself. Honor yourself by going within and communing with who you are, communing with your great I am. And that way, you're distracted and you're taken away from and you're protected from the evil darts. So that is something you do for yourself. God is not going to come and snatch you up out of that darkness. You will take yourself out of that darkness by going within and connecting with your great I am and just wallowing in that peace and love. You can go within and just talk. You can go within and sing. You go within and praise and worship. Just go within. Go within. And as long as you're within, you're protected. Because can no darkness enter your space? Darkness is not allowed in your space. Darkness is not allowed where there is peace and love and joy and truth. Darkness can't even penetrate that. So go within. So this is my message for you today. It's whenever that darkness come at you, whenever you find yourself in the middle of it, whenever you find yourself being accused and looked down on and lied upon, whenever you find yourself in that space, go within. Go home. Go to peace and love and joy within you. So none of that garbage will affect you. So none of that garbage will latch on to you. And then whatever darkness is being thrown, it'll just stay with the person that's throwing it and with all those who are allowing themselves to receive it. But it won't be going to you because you're not going to receive it. You're going to go within and you're going to receive the peace and love that you are and be bathed in it and spoiled with it. So just remember to do that. And again, I enjoy sharing my meditations with you. And I hope you got something out of it for yourself. And I hope that every time I share, that something will open up within you, that more truth within you will awaken, and that you will see things differently. You will see that, you know, my life is mine. And it's for me to live and to enjoy. And then when you see that and know that, then you will not disrespect yourself and you will not dishonor yourself by allowing any darkness, any hatred, any naysayers to penetrate your peace. So respect yourself, love yourself, honor yourself, and go within where there is light and love, peace and joy.